Florida police wish a man had removed the obscene sticker from his window. And so they've arrested a 23-year-old man for the sticker he had on his window. They called obscene. He's saying it's just words. It's freedom of speech. They're just words. If some parents have a problem with it, well, they need to have a talk with their kids. I don't know exactly what the Lake City, Florida man's sticker says, because the story I'm reading doesn't print it exactly. It just says it's a crudely describing his sexual appetite. I don't know where it goes from there, but it must have been displayed on the back of his truck in pretty obvious manner. And he was arrested. He got arrested for not taking the sticker off the back of his car.
Yeah. I'll never forget one morning I got a call from my ex-wife. She just dropped the boys off at school. This is when they were, you know, like one of them's in third grade. The other one's a kindergartner, first grade, something like that. And she was behind, she was in the carpool or the drop-off lane. She was behind a vehicle that had a bumper sticker, and there was a mom in there, and it looked like the dad was sitting up front too, I guess she said. And the sticker just said, "We like to," and there's the F word. That was the bumper sticker.
Yeah.
Bumper sticker on the thing.
I never forget driving through Mount Vernon one time. I've got Brandon in the car with me. He's little, and he's just learning to spell. And there's a little a bumper sticker. It's got the rainbow on it, and it says, "I'm a vegetarian," but they spelled vegetarian instead of V-E-G. It was V-A-G, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
And so he looks at Brandon and says, "They spelled vegetarian wrong." And I'm like, "That's right, they did, son. They did." I mean, I'm not going to explain that to him while we're sitting in traffic.
No. Yeah, they screwed that up. Although he was probably screwing with you. It's like,
I want to see if he's going to tell me.
Yes. And then yesterday, Brad and I are at the airport in Everett at Payne Field. We're talking to the folks down there. We may be doing a show down there in a couple weeks. So they gave us a tour of the whole place, and a nice new airport down there, and you know, the waiting area and the ticketing area and all that kind of stuff. And we were at the section where you check your bags and all that, right?
Yeah, you're coming in, confirming, printing your boarding pass and stuff like that.
So so Brad comes up to me, and he's laughing, and he says, "That woman in her T-shirt," and she's in line, so I can't see the front of her. She's gone all the way to the front of the line, and I'm behind her, so I can't see what you were laughing at. And then you said something about boobs on her. She's got boobs on her T-shirt. And I'm like, what? At the airport? And so it takes a while. And then she finally turns around. And this is as we are about to walk out anyways. And so then I get a look at it. And it is it's a black T-shirt.
Yeah.
And then it was the white outline. What would you say? This woman's like 35?
Yeah.
Something like that.
30, 40.
Something like that, yeah. Black T-shirt with a white outline of boobs, you know, sagging boobs,
yes.
And then a couple of white nipples on the shirt.
It looks like two smiley faces with one eye.
Yeah.
You know, like they each got one eye. But I'm like, she's going through the airport.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine, I guess.
No, that's not what you're thinking. You're thinking... When most of us go to the airport, especially women, you're like you're flying, you're going to the other side, and there's somebody on the other side usually
to see you or pick you up.
See you, and maybe somebody you haven't.
I'm
even
going
seen
home to see my mama
in a long time. Yeah, and that's the shirt that you're going with.
Yeah,
I remember when I picked up my Aunt Josie here at SeaTac several years ago. She came out for one of the boys. High school graduations. And so I'm waiting for, you know, that area at SeaTac where, you know, everybody comes through, the arriving passengers come through, and there's people standing around waiting for them. And I know her flight is about to come off. And on her plane, there was some dude who was in his 30s, and he's several feet in front of her, and he's got a shirt on that says "I like bleeps," and I'm thinking, that guy
bleeps being
you know, boobs, but it wasn't that wasn't boobs. It was, did he sit next to my Aunt Josie? I mean, was that who she was sitting next to the whole time? Was he going up and down the aisle? My Aunt Josie would have said something to him, I think.
Yeah.
Had he, if he was on the flight, you know? So, that stuff is getting, you know, it's getting, you see, it's getting more and more common, so we're getting numb to it.
Oh, and I think people now that, you know, if you have something that you think is funny, you want people to see it because they're going to take a picture of it and post it, and it's going to go online or what have you.
But with regard to the bumper stickers, there was a time, people don't put bumper stickers on their vehicles like they used to, I don't think.
No.
You still see a lot of it in Bellingham. People use their bumpers in Bellingham to make statements, you know, all
sure.
the time. And I think it happens here more than in other parts. But it used to happen a lot. People used to do that all the time. And when you would go buy a car, a used car, there'd be, you know.
Am I going to have to scrape this sticker off before I drive it myself?
Yeah. Am I going to be okay with these stickers? I don't have to put a sticker over that. A lot of times that's what you'd end up doing. You'd have to put a sticker over their sticker. Because it'd still be sitting there on the bumper or in the window or something like that.
Cover it up with a Brad & John 930 knucklehead sticker this summer.
Well, you'll get a chance to get one if you're on the island with us tomorrow. We're at the Roche Harbor Resort tomorrow morning.
I'm going to fly in with my most offensive T-shirt on today. Check in right there in the lobby of the hotel.
We should just have a...
Who gives an F?
Yeah.
That's a big shirt, you know.
Just a thing where, just a gathering somewhere, someplace, bring on your most offensive shirt. Let's see what you got. Just a collection of these people.
We should have a remote someday where we have the most offensive shirt remote, where everybody shows up with the most offensive thing they can possibly wear.
But who would be the client that would support something like
I
that?
Know,
that's the question. Roche Harbor Resort tomorrow, Brad and John show from the Lime Kiln Cafe. Get a knucklehead sticker.